It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A newly discovered collection of photographs capturing candid scenes in New York City's parks taken all in 1978 is now on view at the Arsenal Gallery in Central Park. The exhibition, called 1978, the NYC Parks New York Times Photo Project, features images taken at a time when the city was near bankrupt and the parks certainly look it. Then Parks Commissioner Gordon J. Davis hired 8 temporarily unemployed New York Times photojournalists during the 1978 newspaper strike and tasked them with documenting the park system, warts and all. Nearly 3,000 color photographs were taken in the fall of that year and contain a spontaneous cross-section of people ranging in age and ethnicity, all engaging with the parks. But the images were boxed up, put away in storage, and forgotten for decades. Until now. We took our microphones up to the gallery in the park and met with Commissioner Davis, where I asked for his reaction upon this discovery.
You're kidding me? Or something like that.
Did it bring you back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's really great looking at the pictures, you can see the condition of the parks, you can see graffiti on some of the monuments, but all the people look happy.
And the diversity of the pictures. When you look at them in 2018, that's what you see. You see the spirit, you see the liveliness, you see the humanity, you see the diversity, all the things that make this an incredible city. You see coping with ridiculous conditions. I started crying.
Can you show us your favorite one, or one of your favorites?
Well, every time I look, I have a different one. This shot is full of everything we just talked about. I mean, just the clothes alone are enough to make you say, oh my God, what was going on in 1978? Look at these outfits and look at the boombox and look at the captain's hat. And somewhere in Brooklyn, that dress is in a closet. I believe this is in Brooklyn someplace, and I believe that dress is some granddaughter's closet about grandma.
It's a very vibrant dress.
With the hat. There's something very moving about these pictures of this moment in 1978. Where the city stood on the cusp between the disaster and the resurrection. So we still haven't gotten to my favorites yet. But if you turn around, you will see the one that chokes me up every time I see it. Bethesda Fountain in Central Park, it's the Puerto Rican Folkloric Fiesta. It was one of the two major Puerto Rican cultural events, the other being the parade, the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Bethesda Fountain is the architectural centerpiece of Central Park. It is the most architecturally elaborate moment in the Olmsted landscape, very purposely so. I cannot tell you what bad shape it was in, but in this picture, if you were the Parks Commissioner in 1978, you see a lot of things that most people don't see. The young man standing there with one pant leg rolled up, looking directly at the camera with an expression that, you know, it's like looking at the Mona Lisa. You don't really know what's in his mind. But one of the things that's in his mind is, I'm here, and you're there, and I'm looking right at you. And this is my space. And that's why I'm standing up here like a centurion or a Greek statue or something. It was almost as if he were looking at me. But what really caught me was, there's water in the Bethesda Fountain. When I got to the Parks Department, there had been no water in the Bethesda Fountain for at least 5 years. Initially, I was told it would cost $500,000. $500,000? I said, take some plumbers and electricians and work on it for a week and turn it on. I want to see what happens. And what happened is, it's not, you got there today, it's perfect. But then what happened was, it filled with water, it circulated, it drained. This was the first day it had water in it, that weekend. I can go through this picture and tell you everything that had to be fixed. I mean, everything. But in this picture, when I saw it, the reason it moved me so deeply was because I saw the water in the fountain. And this guy standing up there saying, he was sort of like a challenge. Okay, you got the water in the fountain. What else are you going to do to make things better?
Former Parks Commissioner Gordon J. Davis did just that in parks across the city. And the Bethesda Fountain continues to flow today. 1978, the NYC Parks New York Times Photo Project is showing for free at the Arsenal Gallery in Central Park now through June 14th.